You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here is this week's question. Dear Tom and Dave, I'm a listener to your program through your website, www.thebereancall.org, where I also read your newsletter. I grew up in a very liberal Lutheran church where I never heard the gospel preached. When someone outside my church shared the gospel with me, which had me admitting to God that I was a sinner, and even though I attended church regularly, nothing I could do on my own would save me from separation from God forever, then by simply putting my faith, my trust in Christ alone for salvation, I was born again. Sometime later, I went to see the pastor of my church, and he told me I had joined a cult. I know that was ridiculous, but I had a hard time explaining the difference. What would you have said to him?
Dave, when I talk to people and I'm trying to explain Christianity to them, this is maybe witnessing on the street or coming up to a group of people, whatever it might be, they say, well, you believe you have the only way. Well, Jim Jones claimed that, and others claimed that theirs is the only way. How do I know which way is the true way, and aren't you setting yourself up to start your own cult? That's a good question.
I guess the first cult leader then in this particular cult was Jesus himself, who said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus was either telling the truth or he was lying, or he was a lunatic who thought it was true. Mm-hmm. You have to decide that. Now, Jesus made some statements. We have to face those statements. So it's not that you or I are setting these rules. This was said by Jesus himself. If I'm going to be a Christian, then I must follow what Jesus said. I can't make up my own Christianity. And we have some of these so-called biblical scholars, the Jesus Seminar and so forth. They talk about reinventing Christianity. We didn't invent it. We can't reinvent it. That's ludicrous. If you don't believe what Jesus said, don't call yourself a Christian. It's just that simple. Okay? So, furthermore, there's some logic to this. You hear this statement all the time. Oh, we're all taking different roads to get to the same place. What place? What place are you going to? We're all taking different roads to get to it. Now, wait a minute. This is narrow-minded. This is more narrow-minded than anything Jesus ever said. Jesus said there are two destinations, and you're saying there's only one. You're saying no matter what road you take, we're all going to end up in the same place. Well, thank you, but I'm not going there. I'm going somewhere else. But by what authority can you say that everyone ends up in the same place? You can't even tell me what place this is. And no matter what a person believes, no matter what they do, they're all taking different roads to get to the same place. That doesn't even make sense. And yet people repeat this over and over and over, and it passes for broad-mindedness. Now, Jesus described it very well. He said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. You can't make it work in life. I can't get aboard a United Airlines with a ticket to the Matterhorn ride in Disneyland. They won't let me aboard. You can't just say, well, 2 + 2 should be 5 on Thursdays. There are rules. You can't even play a game without rules. So when it comes to the most important thing that man faces, his eternal destiny, his relationship with God, doesn't God have some rules? Doesn't God have the right to decide who will be in his heaven? But people don't want that, so they're rebels. And the Bible describes it very well. Isaiah describes it very well. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity, the sins of us all. So just to summarize what I said, Tom, first of all, it's Jesus who said there's only one way, and he is the way, not some door in St. Peter's Basilica or Mary the Major or whatever, the other three doors that were open there. Mm-hmm. He said this, if I'm going to be a Christian, I'm going to follow him. He either is who he said he was, or he's a lunatic or a liar. You have to take your pick, all right? I don't believe either of those alternatives fit. Then, logically, it makes sense. We see this in every area of life. There are rules. You just can't deny this. You can't just say, I'm not going to stop for a stop sign. I'm going to stop for a red light. Life requires rules, even to function as a human being. You can't run roughshod over everybody else and say, I set my own rules. I was talking to a flight attendant just a couple of days ago on the plane, and she said, I believe in myself. Well, I disabused her of that idea pretty soon. You believe in yourself. You trust yourself. You can do anything. You never make a mistake and so forth. But that's the idea people have. Why don't we let God be God? Mm-hmm. Why don't we let Jesus Christ be who he claims to be?
Yeah, Dave, we also find that people tend to trust in institutions. For example, this liberal pastor here, the very idea that you could be saved outside of his particular denomination or his church. I'm not saying everyone thinks like this, every pastor, but that's a mentality. You're saved through the church. You're saved through the institution. Or you're saved through a particular leader. That's cultic.
Right. I can understand, Tom, a person's objection. You mean that's all you have to do is believe in Jesus? Believing in Jesus isn't really doing anything. It's not a work. And no, it's not. Christianity is not about what I can do. It's about what he has done. Mm-hmm. And I put my faith and my trust in him. There is no other way. There's nothing that I can do to make myself righteous. There's nothing I can do to make up for having broken the law in the past. I must trust in him. And if I'm going to trust in my own good works, it won't work.
And once again, it's not Dave Hunt's words or ideas or thoughts or my ideas or thoughts or any individual. This is the Word of God, and that's all we're doing is pointing to God's Word for His truth.
And, Tom, the Word of God makes sense.